Hey, this is Cycle Breaker Juliana, bringing you conversations and thoughts on how to break cycles and patterns and false beliefs and false programming that are holding you back in your life. To instill belief that you are powerful and that you are capable, you can heal and stand in your own power, advocate for yourself, for truth, and for others. Welcome.
All right, my friends, Juliana, I'm back for day 4 of the Talk to Yourselves Challenge. I hope things are going well for you. Make sure to give us some feedback. Let us know how things are going. Let us know what you've noticed. I think the first thing that most people notice is how they talk to themselves, how they talk about their body, because that is where it's conditioning, right? There's no fault to be had. Don't feel bad about it. Don't beat yourself up. Former person who used to beat myself up daily. You are conditioned to speak that way about your body through television, through our families, through schools, etc. So don't feel bad about it. Give yourself some grace. And that's going to be one of our big topics today, is grace. So the idea of grace is about giving yourself a pass, if you will, for all the times that you said or thought things that were detrimental, that were negative, that were harsh, that were judgmental, that were angry. They all happened in the past. There's not much you can do about that now. So now is the clean break, the reset point, the push the button. You know, when you reboot your computer, you press and hold the button and then you let it go and it reboots and it's fresh and it's new. And that's what we're going for today. Fresh and new. Okay. So here's what we're going to do for day 4. It's time for you to rebuild the relationship with your cells and your body. You now got awareness about what you've said and things that you've done. You've started that conversation again with your body, with the cells and the glands and the organs and the bones and the nervous system and the energy field of your body, all these energy centers. So it's important to reestablish trust. Sounds like an odd thing, right? It's my body. I shouldn't have to worry about trusting it. But I can tell you that based on what people have said to me in session, as I've been working with people on various health issues, is that once they receive a diagnosis, they feel like they can't trust their body to keep them healthy any longer. They don't trust their body to do what's right for them. A larger lesson in this work is to understand that each thing that happens for a purpose and a meaning and a lesson, and it's all okay because it is the situation that it needed to be at that moment. Sometimes that's really hard to see in that moment. You can't see the forest for the trees. But understand that as you look back on some of these things, you might say, you know, that actually worked out really well. Because maybe you shifted perspective on something, you started to do things that you hadn't done before, et cetera. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to spend a little time apologizing, a sincere apology, going to your body part. In my case, it's been my muscles, my ligaments, tendons, and the myofascia, and sitting back into your meditative position, quiet space, maybe some music playing in the background without words. And actually, I will share a song with you guys in the group that is really good for the meditative time and this work. So I'll share that in the group. So make sure you pop into the Facebook group. So apologize to that body part. I'm so sorry to my muscles, ligaments, and tendons that I spoke so negatively about you, that I doubted your ability to carry me where I needed to go, that I doubted your ability to recover and restore and be vital and healthy. I didn't know better. I now know that I'm much stronger than I've given myself credit for. And I'm thankful for this. So the body part, have that conversation with it. You might need to spend some time with an individual in your life, not in person, but really in your meditation. And maybe it needs to be in person too, but it starts with this meditation to reconcile your relationship with that person. Maybe they said things to you that caused you to recoil. So in the case of muscles, a lot of times if we have someone who is down on us or hard on us or yelling, we will tighten, we'll muscle up, right? Because we're flinching, if you will, or pulling back. And enough times of that, and the muscles lock into that position. So you'll probably need some spend some time reconciling your relationship with that individual. This might be a little more advanced work, but start with releasing that person. I release you from my energetic field. I release you from my body. I release all the things that you've said to me, all the things that you've done to me from my whole body and my energy field. And you might need to repeat this several times for that to take place. Be intentional about it, be strong about it, be confident and consistent. Forgive yourself. I'm sorry for being so hard on myself throughout the years. I look back now and I realize I accomplished a great deal. I accomplished so many incredible things. And I'm sorry I was hard on myself for the things I didn't quite get done or didn't quite do that, you know, that were perfect. And perfection is the lie. If you want to read a great book, it's Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection. Fantastic book. Know that you didn't know better. You did what you were conditioned to do, what you were trained to do, what was modeled and role modeled to you. You're becoming a new you. You are blossoming into the authentic you that is in your blueprint. Give yourself and that person grace, allowance, a pass on the emotion. If the behavior is continuing, we don't give them a pass on the behavior. This is, I want to make this very clear distinction. People act out of pain when they haven't done the healing work. It doesn't make the behavior right. This is not an excusing the behavior. And this is not a let's allow the behavior to continue, because that's really not what this is about. This is about the fact that they are a pure soul, a creation of all that is, a creation of the Creator, that carries their pain and expresses from pain. You don't allow them to hurt you. You don't allow them to treat you terribly. You don't allow them to say things they shouldn't say any longer. This is your opportunity to stand in your own power and begin to take that back. However, it's important to free that person, to not carry that around with you, to not carry with you the anger, frustration, the why me. So releasing those things, I release the anger towards so-and-so. I release the anger towards so-and-so, because understand that that anger, frustration, irritation, doubt, all of those things are just poisons to you. Now, hear me very clearly. This is not excusing their behavior. And if it's going on in your life, it's important to set boundaries on that behavior and maybe even get out of that situation. But that person needs to be released from you. Okay. And if you need more help on the releasing, let me know. I'd love to help you with that. Part of this work is taking responsibility for your actions, taking responsibility for your decisions, even though they were subconscious and even though they were programmed and wired in, we still have to take responsibility for them. And then clearing the static that came from them, the behaviors and the things that you said as a result of that subconscious programming. Give yourself some grace. Allow yourself to be okay to make mistakes. And then begin the forgiveness process. So in the group, I posted a video on something called Ho'oponopono. I encourage you to listen to the video and do the meditation. And when you do the meditation, this is really about your energy, because you can't do anything about anybody else. This is really about you and your energy and your heart and your emotion. So you're going inward and using that meditation and that prayer, if you will, you're kind of wiping the slate clean. You're clearing out the static electricity that's in there. So you can focus in on an organ or a body part or a system. Do not focus in on a diagnosis. If that diagnosis has to do with a body part, focus on that area. Make it systemic, okay? Because the diagnosis is a word that we need to release those words and bring in words of healing. Okay. So I think Ho'oponopono was important. And then finally, once you have spent time in forgiveness and releasing, because that's really the key to forgiveness, is releasing. Release yourself, release the person. If they are to be held accountable for what they did, that's not up to you necessarily. Get into gratitude. It's not difficult. I'm so grateful and thankful that I can walk. I am so grateful and thankful that I get out of bed every day and I go and live my life. I'm so grateful and thankful that I am strong enough and healthy enough to participate in physical activities, to paint when I need to paint or remodel something or whatever it is. I'm so grateful and thankful that I have the strength now to be able to do that, because I didn't think 15 years ago I would be able to. So this is a deep level of gratitude for my body and its ability to heal itself. And it's a deep level of gratitude that I learned these tools along the way from people that were kind enough to mentor me and share their wisdom, from lessons that I learned from reading and watching videos and taking classes. And my own inner guidance team that said, this tool is for you. So grab it and have some fun with it. Explore it, use it each and every day. Sorry, you got some dribbles. Leaky eyeballs. So grab it and use it each and every day. Write down a new set of talking points about yourself. That doesn't mean they are the situation or the reality that you have now. But as I said in yesterday's, the reality you have now, you established based on beliefs in the past. So the reality you're putting forth is the one you're writing down right now. So grab that piece of paper, grab a notebook, and write down. In this relationship, I am so excited that we have great conversations. It's very peaceful. In my right hip, I am so excited that it is flexible and mobile and that I can climb hills and do what I want to do. In my pancreas and my gut, I am so excited that they work very well, that my blood sugar is very well regulated, and I'm very, very healthy. Write them down as if they are happening today, and drive your emotion towards that. Because when you combine that thought with a strong emotion, that you manifest that thing, that situation, that occurrence, that reality. This is where Dr. Joe Dispenza comes in. If you've never listened to Dr. Dispenza, go look him up. Incredible stuff. It is the combination of a thought and an emotion that creates your reality. So what is it you're looking to create? How is it that you're creating in your life? And what is it you want? As it comes to your health, your happiness, your relationships, your work, your home, write all of that down. What is your ideal vision for how that works? And make that your reality. Write that down, post it on the wall. Look at it every single day. Yes, I'm so grateful and thankful that that is my reality. And go for it. go for it. You'll see it unfold in small and large ways. It'll happen. All right. So once you figure out your phrases for specific body parts or situations, speak the positive phrase 21 times. Write it down 21 times. I'm so grateful and thankful that my IT bands are loose and flexible, and they let me do anything I want. I'm so grateful and thankful that my heart is opening and I'm forgiving myself. I'm so grateful and thankful that I'm releasing and becoming free of judgments. And move forward from there. Speak it 21 times, 30-day activity. Okay, 30-day activity. You want to repeat through the list. So if you've got 5 or 6 things going on, block off a half an hour. Do this for yourself. Start with the first one. Go through your positive affirmation statement. I'm grateful and thankful that I'm grateful and thankful that. Do that 21 times. Move on to number 2. Do that 21 times. And if you write it down and you speak it, it's even more powerful. It's even more impactful. Okay. You might listen to Ho'oponopono while you're doing it. I would definitely do that as a meditation. And then I'll be sharing an amazing song with you to play in the background also. I think you're going to love it. So that is day 4. Day 5 is going to be a little more active. So once you finish up your meditation, I'm going to give you some things to do after the meditation to get things moving and feeling well. So how you doing? Hope it's going well. Please give us some feedback. Let us know. Share this with your friends. And we'll see you on day 5.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you want more, you want consultation, you want self-help, healing, you can find me at wholebodyrenewalcenter.com, Whole Body Renewal on Facebook. I am also on Instagram. I look forward to meeting you and helping you along your journey to full empowerment and healing.